Welcome to Zikhu Dafsi Mani Mamre by Avram Goldar and today Masecha Zavodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Hey, the second parak, Ein Ma'amidin. The Zikhu Masecha Zavodah Zorah program has been dedicated. Lezikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Olav Hashalom, and Lezikhu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Olav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel questioned Rabbi Yeshua's explanations for the prohibition against eating Gvinas Beis Unyaki, the cheese of Beis Unyaki. And Rabbi Yeshua changed the subject and asked him about the Pasuk, Ki Tovim Todayach Miyayin, for your love is better than wine. Here, Rav Dimi explains that the congregation of Israel says, Rabbono Shalom, Arevim Olai Divrei Dodecha Yosim Yena Shel Torah. The words of your beloved ones, referring to the sages, are more pleasant to me than the wine of Torah. Rav Yeshua chose this pasuk, which begins with, Yeshakenim Neshikos Pihu, may he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, hinting to him, Yishmael, my brother, Chashok Svesvasecha Zo Bezo, close your lips together, V'altivahel Hashiv, and do not hastily respond. This is because it was a new gezera, Bein Mepakpakin Ba, and we do not contest it. Numerous explanations are given for this gezera. Number one, Nikur, a possibility of a snake bite in the milk. This reason is challenged. Number two, there's inevitability some milk and an idolater's milk is prohibited, as we'll see. Number three, because they curdle it inside a novella. Number four, it's coated with pig fat. Number five, they curdle it with wine vinegar. Or number six, they curdle it with a sap of orla fruit. Point number two, the next Mishnah lists foods of idolaters which are prohibited in consumption. Beginning with chalav, shal chalav over kochavim ve'en Yisrael ra'ehu, milk which an idolater milked without a Jew seeing him. The Gemara asks why it's prohibited, since if it was from a non-kosher animal, it would be yellowish, not white. Although he may have mixed in some non-kosher milk, nekum, let him curdle it and make cheese, because non-kosher milk does not curdle. The Gemara first suggests that the case is someone who wants it for a dip without curdling it. However, it objects that he can curdle some of it as a test. The Gemara finally answers that the test is ineffective, since in kosher milk there is whey which does not curdle. It's impossible to determine the truth of the matter. The cheese itself, though, would be permitted. Alternatively, the Gemara explains that it is even forbidden to consume it as cheese because there is some whey which remains among the holes of the cheese which may contain non-kosher milk. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that an Akum's bread is forbidden in consumption. Rabbi Yochanan said that such bread was never permitted by a basin, implying that someone did permit it. Rav Dimi explained that once Rebbe was in a field and an Akum brought him a large loaf of bread. Rebbe remarked, Kama na'a pazo, how nice this bread is. What did the sages see that they should forbid it? The Gemara clarifies that although it was prohibited because of chasnas, a concern of possible intermarriage, Rebbe was asking why they forbade it even in a field, an uncommon gathering place which would not lead to chasnas. People thought that Rebbe actually permitted an Akum's bread in the field, but in truth he did not. In another version, Rebbe went to a certain place and saw there was insufficient bread for the students. He asked, Inkam Palter, is there no baker here? They thought he was asking about a baker who was an idolater, implying that his bread was permitted, but he actually meant a Jewish baker. Rabbi Chalbo said that a palter akum would only be permitted if there's no Jewish palter. Rabbi Yochanan added that this permit would not apply in the city where it may lead to chasnas. So once again, the three points are, number one, in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel questioned Rabbi Yeshua's explanations for the prohibition against eating Gvinas Beis Unyaki, cheese of Beis Unyaki, until Rabbi Yeshua changed the subject and asked him about the pasuk, Ki Tovim Todayach Miyayin, for your love is better than wine. Here, Rav Dimi explains that the congregation of Israel says, Rabbono Shalom, Arevim Olai Divrei Dodecha Yosim Yena Shel Torah. The words of your beloved ones, referring to the sages, are more pleasant to me than the wine of Torah. Rav Yeshua chose this pasuk, which begins with, Yeshakenim Neshikos Pihu, may he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, hinting to him, Yishmael, my brother, Chashok Svesvasecha Zo Bezo, close your lips together, V'altivahel Hashiv, and do not hastily respond. This is because it was a new gezera, Bein Mepakpakin Ba, and we do not contest it. Numerous explanations are given for this gezera. Number one, Nikur, a possibility of a snake bite in the milk. This reason is challenged. Number two, there's inevitability some milk and an idolater's milk is prohibited, as we'll see. Number three, because they curdle it inside a novella. Number four, it's coated with pig fat. Number five, they curdle it with wine vinegar. Or number six, they curdle it with a sap of orla fruit. Point number two, the next Mishnah lists foods of idolaters which are prohibited in consumption. Beginning with chalav, shal chalav over kochavim ve'en Yisrael ra'ehu, milk which an idolater milked without a Jew seeing him. The Gemara asks why it's prohibited, since if it was from a non-kosher animal, it would be yellowish, not white. Although he may have mixed in some non-kosher milk, nekum, let him curdle it and make cheese, because non-kosher milk does not curdle. The Gemara first suggests that the case is someone who wants it for a dip without curdling it. However, it objects that he can curdle some of it as a test. The Gemara finally answers that the test is ineffective, since in kosher milk there is whey which does not curdle. It's impossible to determine the truth of the matter. The cheese itself, though, would be permitted. Alternatively, the Gemara explains that it is even forbidden to consume it as cheese because there is some whey which remains among the holes of the cheese which may contain non-kosher milk. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that an Akum's bread is forbidden in consumption. Rabbi Yochanan said that such bread was never permitted by a basin, implying that someone did permit it. Rav Dimi explained that once Rebbe was in a field and an Akum brought him a large loaf of bread. Rebbe remarked, Kamanah pazo, how nice this bread is. What did the sages see that they should forbid it? The Gemara clarifies that although it was prohibited because of chasnas, a concern of possible intermarriage, Rebbe was asking why they forbade it even in a field, an uncommon gathering place which would not lead to chasnas. People thought that Rebbe actually permitted an Akum's bread in the field, but in truth he did not. In another version, Rebbe went to a certain place and saw there was insufficient bread for the students. He asked, "In Kampalter, is there no baker here?" They thought he was asking about a baker who was an idolater, implying that his bread was permitted, but he actually meant a Jewish baker. Rabbi Chalbo said that a palter akum would only be permitted if there's no Jewish palter. Rabbi Yochanan added that this permit would not apply in the city where it may lead to chasnas. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Hey, and our standard Siman is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres the Rabban song as they passed through the idolatrous town, where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, or bread from any of the shops. Once again, it's a motion. The children's choir, that must be on Duff, Lamed Hey, la, la, la. The children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres the Rabban song as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, which reminds us Gemara brings six different reasons for the Gezerah of Gvinas Besunyaki. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres the Rabban song as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, which reminds the Gemara explains why Chalav Akum is prohibited. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres the Rabban song as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, or bread from any of the shops, which reminds us the Gemara explains why Pas Akum and Pas Palter are prohibited. So once again, the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres the Rabban song as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, or bread from any of the shops. All right, so now it's time for four Brabach Hazara. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, which reminds us, Rav Yudah ben Maaser said, Shloshi Yenos Hen. There are three categories of wine regarding idolaters. Number one, Yain Nesach. Number two, Stam Yenam, the standard wine owned by idolaters, but unknown to have been poured for idolatry, is also forbidden in Hana. And number three, a mafki yeno etzo over kochavim. If one deposits his own wine with an idolater, it's asa b'shtia mutr b'hana. It's forbidden for drinking, but mutr b'hana. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with the double seal as kosher for court, which reminds us, the Gemara records a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar the Amora and Rabbi Yochanan. In the second version, Rabbi Lazar said, Hakol mishtamer b'chosim etoch chosim. Everything is considered guarded with a seal within a seal, chutz min hayayin, except for wine, for which even a chosim etoch chosim is insufficient. Rabbi Yochanan said that a chosim etoch chosim is sufficient even for wine. So the judge, surrounded by bottles, entered as evidence, who ruled three categories of wine were forbidden because of their association with idolaters, allowed only the one barrel of wine with its double seal as kosher for court, and ordered the idolater's beer removed immediately, citing its dangerous link to intermarriage, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why they prohibited Sheikhar Sho of the Kochavim, beer of idolaters. Rav Yitzchak says, Mishum Chasnas, because of a concern of intermarriage, meaning Jews would attend their drinking parties and may become attracted to their daughters. Rav Nachman says, Mishum Gili, because of uncovered liquids, since idolaters are not careful to cover their liquids. This isn't because they leave their beer uncovered, because we do as well, since snakes do not drink beer. Rather, it's because they leave the water used for beer uncovered until it clears. Daf Lamed Beis. So the symbol for Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the Avodah Zorah lab, that must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support Abed, which reminds us, the Gemara defines Cheres Hadriani, Hadrianic earthenware, as new earthenware jugs which absorbed especially strong wine. Hadrian soldiers took shards of these to war and would soak them in water to produce wine. Such earthenware is prohibited because of the forbidden wine it absorbed. The Gemara asks, Ma lismach behen kari amita, what is the halacha regarding supporting the legs of Abed with these shards? Shari or Aser, is wanting the existence of Yain Nesek through something else permitted or forbidden, meaning he needs the shard itself, but not the absorbed Yain Nesek. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan argued about this question. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvim to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahano, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis taught that Oros Lebuvin, heart-pierced skins, are Aser Bahano. A Braisa defines these as skins which are torn opposite the animal's heart, Vakadu Kamin Aruba, and pierced with a window-like opening. For such an opening, Yeshua of Kor Dam, if it has a crust of blood on it, it's forbidden because the blood indicates its heart was cut out for sacrifice while the animal was alive. So the scientists in the Avodah Zorah lab testing the wine content in Cheres Hadriani shards being used to support a bed, as well as examining Oros Levuvin to see if the openings opposite the animal's heart had a crust of blood, thereby making them Aser Bahano, were startled when the Tumas Ohel red alert went off when someone mistakenly brought meat inside which had left a base of Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Yotze Aser Mifnei Shu Kizivchei Mesim, meat which leaves the house of idolatry is Aser Bahana, because it is like sacrifices of the dead, because it's impossible that it was not used for sacrifice there. The Pasuk says, V'yitzmedu l'Baal Peor v'yochel zivchei mesim, and they attached themselves to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices of the dead. This expression teaches, Ma meis metamei ba'ohel, just as a dead body conveys tumah through being under one roof, after krovas avodas kochavim metamei ba'ohel, oil. So too an idolatrous offering conveys tumah through being under one roof. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Siman Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-legged pirate. So here goes. The peg-legged pirate. Peg-legged pirate? That must be on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for their Jewish prisoners, which reminds us, an airborne seized the leather flasks of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef and after using them for his wine, returned them. Rav Yitzchak asked about them in the Beis Midrash and was told that Rabbi Ami ruled, Mamalin Main Shoshi Yami Uma'aran. One fills them with water for 3 days and empties them out. Rava adds that they must be emptied Me'es La'es every 24 hours. However, Reish Lakish taught that it is even effective for an Akum's flasks. So, the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for the Jewish prisoners told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out. Which reminds us, the household of Parzak the viceroy seized the wine casks from Jews in Pumbedisa and after using them for his wine, he returned them. Rav Yehuda ruled Davashay Machniso Makiyamu. A cask is an item which one does not place wine for storage, therefore, he merely rinses them with water and they're permitted. So the peg-legged pirate who found his sailors filling leather flasks with seawater for 3 days to kasher them for their Jewish prisoners told them not to bother with the casks because those can just be rinsed out and to check who used the earthenware cups first, the pirates or the Jews, which reminds us, regarding kaseh, earthenware cups used for drinking, Ravasi prohibits them and Ravashi permits them. The Gemara clarifies, if the idolater drank from them for the first time, meaning before the Jew did, all agree they're prohibited and must be filled and emptied for 3 days because the new cups absorb the Akum's wine. Their argument is if the Akum used it the second time and the cup had already absorbed the Jew's kosher wine, therefore Ravasi holds it does not absorb the Akum's wine. An alternative pshat is given. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Siman Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The rabbi on the ladder. Ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Dalet. The rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy who used them for wine, which reminds us, regarding Mane de Kunya, glazed earthenware vessels used for an Akum's wine, Razvid permitted white and black ones in the previous daf, but prohibited green ones because they contain an absorbent material. Maremar permitted all colored vessels. The Gemara asks why this is different from Chametz on Pesach, about which Maremar had observed they sweat, indicating their absorption, and as such are forbidden. And the Gemara answers, Zed Tashmish B'chamin. This vessel used for Chametz was used with hot things and absorbed more. Zed Tashmish B'tzonin, whereas this vessel used for wine was used with cold things. So the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy who used them for wine, while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva visited Kinzak and they posed three questions to him, including, if kankanim, earthenware jugs of idolaters, are permitted. He presented the question to the Beis Midrash and he answered, Hilchos kankanim sho'odei chachamim l'achriyut Beis Chodesh mutarin. The halacha is that earthenware jugs of idolaters are automatically permitted after 12 months without any purging or rinsing necessary. So the rabbi on the ladder drinking cold water from the colored glazed earthenware jugs that he got from the goy who used them for wine, while climbing up to the bridge over the earthenware jugs of idolaters that were sitting for 12 months, told the sellers on the other side they have to shut down their stand selling unyaki cheese because most of the calves in that city are shechted for avodah zarah, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Rabbi Meir said that gvinas beis unyaki, cheese of beis unyaki, is prohibited in Hana, but the Chachamim say it's mutter b'Hana. Reish Lakish explained why they prohibited gvinas beis unyaki even in Hana, according to Rabbi Meir, mipnei sherov agam she'osa ir nishchatin l'avodas kochavim, because most calves of that city are shechted for idolatry, and this cheese may have been produced with their rennet. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss why the shechar, the beer of Ovdei Chochavim, is prohibited? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number two, which daf do we know the three different types of snake venom and the difference in how they float in water? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss the difference between glazed vessels regarding Yain Nesach and Chametz on Pesach? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Good. Number four, which daf do you learn why pas akum is prohibited? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number five, which daf do you discuss cheres hadriyani shards being used to support the legs of a bed and the question of whether rotz b'kiyuma al yedei dav acher is mutter or aser? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number six, which daf do you learn that to be makshir flasks of idolaters, one can fill them with water for 3 days? That's on daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do you learn why Chalav Akum is prohibited? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn the casks can be kashered with rinsing? That's on daf Lama Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have the various reasons given for the gezera of Gvinas Beis Unyaki? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have machlokes whether a chosma to chosma, seal within a seal, is sufficient to guard wine? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.